Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Are your tender mercies, O Lord. Revive me according to your judgments. Psalm 119 verse 156. Welcome to the Voice of Revival with Reverend Robert Apiakufi. Get ready to receive the Word of God that will bring revival to you and your household. And now, today's message.
Important to maintain good things you are doing. When you do something good, don't do it once in a while. Hallelujah. Maintain it consistently and constantly. Hallelujah. And then the benefit of it will come. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I see you maintaining your consistency. I see you maintaining your strength to do what is right constantly. Hallelujah. 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 Many things in life work by consistency, physically and spiritually. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In the physical realm, you don't get a good reputation by doing things once in a while. If your work starts at 8, 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, you get to work by 7:30. Then Wednesday, you get by 9:30. Hallelujah. You will not gain a reputation for punctuality by that system. But if you are there by 8 every day, they will say, as for that man, we know him. As for that woman, we know him. She will surely be on time. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There are some people that I have an appointment with, and I know them. Hallelujah. So I call them Bruni people. Hallelujah. They will be on time. They won't be late. If they say they are coming, they will come before the time they said. Hallelujah. So I call them Bruni, these people. So I tell my people, this one is a Brunio. Don't handle him like, glory be to God. So consistency is key to breakthrough. Hallelujah. Are you still here today? Consistency is the key to breakthrough. And many, even medicines that doctors give, they, on top of the box or the paper, they have written instructions. Hallelujah. Have you noticed that? They don't sell you medicine, just the medicine. They always write something on top of it. Hallelujah. Even if, like Ghana, they open the box to sell you a little strip, they'll put the strip in a paper or an envelope and still write on it. Hallelujah. Because everything has instructions. I said everything has instructions. Hallelujah. So, to go and say, tell the doctor that I've been taking Coartem. Wonderful. If he trusts you, he may ask you no other question. But you can say, I've been taking Coartem, but that doesn't mean you'll be okay because the Coartem has instructions on it. So taking it alone is not enough. Have you been taking the first day? Did you take it within 8 hours of each other? Hallelujah. Am I right? Isn't that what they write on top of it? That the first day, when you take the first tablet, within 8 hours, then you take the next one. After that, every 12 hours, isn't it? Hallelujah. So you can come and say, I've been taking Coartem, but you took the first one one day, you took the second one after 2 days. You have been taking Coartem, yes, but you may not be better because you are not following the instructions. And there are many who are not better spiritually because the spiritual thing, they take it the way they like. Hallelujah. They don't follow the instruction. So the instruction for this year is Friday, let it be a religious habit. Hallelujah. To pray every Friday. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If ever we needed as a church to have a service like the all night, this is the time. Because, amen, 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 amen. This is the time we have some hours to do the things we need to do. Hallelujah. Otherwise, we become a Sunday, Sunday church. But Sunday, Sunday church is not very strong. Hallelujah. So, on Friday also, we can train our people. Hallelujah. Are you here today? And you surely need some training. Hallelujah. It is training that has brought people up. Hallelujah. And all the people that pass through global that are doing anything, anywhere. Hallelujah. You will see one mark on their life is the training. Hallelujah. They have been trained. And as you are trained, your destiny will begin to shine. Hallelujah. For in your life, talent, gifting will carry you some distance. But training will take you all the way. Let me explain to you. Hallelujah. The best footballers in the world, those with the most gift, are stopped from doing any other work and made full time. And when they wake up in the morning, they go to training. Am I right? These are the Ronaldos, the Messi, the whatever. The Ghana champion is called what? Kudus. The fact that you are gifted doesn't exempt you from training. Are you here today? The most talented people are paid to train and to dedicate their whole life to football. Hallelujah. But they have the best gift naturally to play the game. But they are the ones that are not allowed to do any other thing but to devote themselves to training for their gift. Hallelujah. So many of us, we are good. Allow yourself to be trained as well. Hallelujah. Devote yourself, dedicate yourself to training, constant training. Hallelujah. You find that the more you are trained, the more your gift will shine. Hallelujah. And in spiritual things, you can never tell where God is taking you unless you join the training. Hallelujah. Are you understanding? I heard a story today, and I asked I watched it on the screen. So, in the story, I saw one of the most successful businessmen in Ghana. Hallelujah. One of the wealthiest, and his company is big, international. his assist, the one who is next to him, is not even a Ghanaian. I mean, this is a company that deal with foreign things, and I don't want to mention the name of the company, but the man was selling. He said he was selling things on his head by the roadside. Glory be to God. Not long ago, not more than 25 years ago, he was selling things on his head by the roadside. He tried to go to school, but the mother's money after selling everything was still not enough for the school fees. So he has to drop out and go and sell and survive by picking things. Hallelujah. Hey. But he said he goes to a church where they taught them how to pray. So he pray. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But just praying. Life was tough and difficult, but he was praying. And he said he had a dream or a vision, a revelation, and he saw the business. But he was not interested because he was dealing in stationery or selling some papers and go and try and get contract that he will print something, but he doesn't have a printing press. Then he will run to a printing press and the press will print it for him. Then he will carry it to the place he collected the contract from and get some commission. Small cut. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I was so moved. I need the story, the way they told the story. We get the whole video so that you see it for yourself. Hallelujah. But he said he was praying because his church, they taught them how to pray. They pray. Then he had this vision. And in the vision, he didn't even want to follow that because his line of business has nothing to do with the vision. Hallelujah. But he said he went to China to go and buy t-shirts because it was campaign time. Like, so his idea was if he bring a lot of t-shirts, then he can make the campaign for... He doesn't mind which party. He will print some NPP, some NDC, some CPP, all. Whoever wants your t-shirt, then he sell it to you. Hallelujah. So he's going to bring t-shirt. He said when he was there, then he saw an example of the business he saw in the revelation. It was happening in China. So he stopped buying the t-shirt with the money he took to China and bought one machine that can do the business. And after that, the whole country, there are few people who have more money than the man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's blessed. Giddy, 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 giddy. And it came by fervent prayers, hallelujah, revelation, faithfulness, dedication. This is what will make a difference. Hallelujah. Some were with me at the meeting. Hallelujah. And you can testify that the story I'm telling is true. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So whatever you are doing in your life, dedicate yourself. Dedicate yourself. The Bible said that as his custom was, Jesus stood up for to read. He, in his hometown of Nazareth, he went into the synagogue. He stood up for to read. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
As his custom was.
Luke chapter 4 verse 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read.
Hallelujah. Have you seen the word there? As he went to Nazareth, where he has been brought up. Oh, are you still here? As he has been what?
Brought up.
Brought up. Say brought up.
Brought up.
Hallelujah. What does brought up mean? Raised. Trained. Ordered. Disciplined. Corrected. You know, some people's problem, they cannot be brought up. Hallelujah. To grow doesn't mean just food. Fathers and mothers, your job is not just to feed your child to grow big. You need to bring up a child. Hallelujah. And Jesus, the Son of God, was brought up. Hey. Hey. Do you really believe he was brought up? Some of you, nobody can bring you up. Oh, hey. Glory be to God. As soon as they try to bring you up, the resistance. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you are not brought up, you just swell up. Hallelujah. May you not swell up, but may you be brought up. Where he was brought up, the Son of God was brought up. Hey, the spiritual guru was brought up. The spiritual champion was brought up. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. May you be brought up. Hallelujah. May you be brought up. May you be brought up. In the name of Jesus, allow yourself to be brought up. Hallelujah. Proverbs 22, raise up. Train up.
Proverbs 22 verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
That's the benefit of being brought up. It puts into you certain habits that no matter where you are, those things guide your way. Oh, your amen is small. Your amen is small. Some people are born again, hallelujah, full of the Holy Ghost, but their character is still some way. You know why? They were never brought up, hallelujah. Nobody trained them, hallelujah. Either naturally, or after they got born again spiritually, they have not been trained. Hallelujah. I pray that you will be trained. If your father and mother couldn't train you, be trained in the church. Somebody can be a mighty Christian, mighty speaker in tongues, but if he's angry and exchanging words with somebody, the kind of words he will speak, everybody will doubt his tongues after that. Say, hey, this man, you have to be very careful with him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's training. Training that says, don't say that. Don't say, don't talk like that. They don't talk to a grown-up like that. Hallelujah. It's training, isn't it? Glory be to God. And if you don't have that training, you go into the office untrained. Hallelujah. Quarreling with everybody. Your boss asks you, why were you late? Ojake ni bota lole mi ni mi imi ya wo lole ni. Glory be to God. Hey, boy, luchu mo ha bo lole ni mi esari ya tola ni ma ma bote trotro mi. It isn't long they sack you. You say they are wicked. They are not wicked. There's no training. Are you here today? You don't talk to your boss like that. Hallelujah. But some people have no training. They are ready to fight every authority. Hallelujah. Some homes will not easily have peace. Because the man is untrained. The woman is untrained. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When they are angry, there are no boundaries. Hallelujah. Fighting from morning to evening because none of them have been trained how to handle issues. Oh, are you here today? And if you find out what the quarrel is about, you know that if there's training, this thing can be settled. Hallelujah. Hey. Glory be to God.
1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren, the older women as mothers, the younger as sisters, with all purity.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The one that backs out of strife obtains honor. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Some people want to fight the whole fight. But the one who stops fighting and backs out of strife obtains honor. Hallelujah. May you be one that obtains honor. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Back out of strife. Or stop strife, hallelujah, obtain honor, glory be to God. Without the training, it means that some people will rise very high, but in the highest position, they will disgrace themselves, hallelujah. Then you hear somebody say, chia. And the person is a big person, a big man with a post. Chia, do you know who I am? Glory be to God. Without training, if you rise high, you will embarrass yourself. Hallelujah. Are we preaching? Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of things contribute to make you who you are. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I see you going places. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Proverbs chapter 20, verse 3. It is an honor for a man to cease from strife. But every fool will be meddling.
It is an honor for a man to do what?
Cease from strife.
To stop the strife. Hallelujah. While the quarreling is going on, the man who stops becomes honored. Hallelujah. Honorable. Hallelujah. Who died early because of two city? Am I right? It was in the newspaper.
Yes.
Yeah, because They don't know how to stop. They don't have to stop. It's a matter of change. Throw me, say, I don't have change. Say, Quer, you want to steal my money? So we are me one. One, two, one, two. Okay, this one said that. That one said that. This one said your auntie. The other one said your uncle. This one said this. Before you see, a wise man is quarreling in the throttle. What's the matter? It's two CD change, one CD change. Glory be to God. And nobody back out, nobody sees from the strife until they start fighting and then a punch is thrown and somebody falls and his head hits something. Car is dead. He died for two CD, but the truth is he has never been trained. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need so much training in our life. Hallelujah. Are you understanding it? Glory be to God. If churches will be powerful, people must be trained. Glory be to God. Some of us, when we have a responsibility and we are being told be on time, then we are somebody plays the drum, he's told when you finish playing, sit by your drum. In that case, I won't come cry, then we'll see who will play the drum. Untrained wild behaviors. But Jesus was trained. Hallelujah. Are you here today? And if you are trained, you become a better person. Hallelujah. Jesus was brought up. Jesus was what? Brought up. How was he brought up? If you go to Luke chapter 2, verse 51 and 52.
Luke chapter 2, verse 51. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
Hallelujah. Can you see? At this time, he's 12. At the age 12, he was being brought up. But he was a spiritual man than his mother at that time. Okay? Even at the age of 12, he knew he must be about his father's business, but the mother didn't know. Oh, are you here today? But Jesus didn't say, I'm more spiritual than my mother. The Bible says, he went down with them. And when they were going home, Jesus was not where they expected him to be. Because in those days, they don't have STC. They travel on the road. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And because of fear of thieves, armed robbers, attacks, they travel in large families, group. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So when they are moving, there may be 100 people in the group going to Jerusalem. And the parents of Jesus thought that he is with one of the aunties. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think you have to still read it for us because some people, they don't know what I'm talking about.
Luke chapter 2.
You know or you don't know? You know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Still read it.
Luke chapter 2, verse 43. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's
journey. In the what?
In the company.
Company. Because they travel in companies. for protection in numbers. Hallelujah. Does it make sense? So the daddy and mommy couldn't find Jesus, but they believe he's in the company. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But he was not in the company. He has remained behind and he's doing something. What was he doing? Read for us now.
Went a day's journey, and they sought him among the king's folk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions.
Hallelujah. Hey! I don't even know where he slept for 3 days. Maybe he slept on a bench in the church, in the temple. Hallelujah. I don't even know. Maybe he was fasting. I don't know who gave him food to eat. But he was dead 3 days. With who? The doctors. Abinifo. Isn't that how they say it? Abinifo. People who have studied, professors from Legon and Tech. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Is it a blessing to you? Sitting with professors at the age of 12. Hey, at the age of 12, most people are more interested in playing than listening to professor. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Am I right? Stop playing your life away. Devote your life to something serious and start early. Oh, you won't say amen. Hallelujah. As you want to be enlarged, make sure that you are expert. Oh, are you still here today? Hallelujah. If a tailor here is praying for enlargement, make sure that you sow very well. Oh, are you here today? Not when you are sewing shirt, it come out like a blouse. Hey! And you are praying for enlargement, but your customers are not happy with your work. May God have mercy. How can you be enlarged? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When people, a man is wearing your shirt that you sewed, and people ask him why he's wearing his wife's blouse. Hallelujah. Whatever you do, become expert in what you are doing. Oh, you won't say amen at all. Some people want to force the bad thing they are doing for everybody to like it. Hey. Hey. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are doing a chop bar, make the food very nice.
Okay.
Hallelujah. So that people will just drive past 4 chop bars and come to yours. Oh, are you here today? Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
I know they say, if a chop bar is very popular, they say there is something under the pot. But me, I don't believe those things. There's nothing. There is no concoction that you can put under a pot of bad soup and people will line up to buy it. You won't say amen. You go and get it and bring it. Glory be to God. Whatever special powder or concoction it is, go and collect some. And make bad food and put it under the pot and see whether anybody will come and buy it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. No matter what they say about something under the pot, The food itself must be very nice. Are you here with me today? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If they are buying the watch, it means it's very well done. Hallelujah. It's not any powder anywhere. Glory be to God. Hey. Hallelujah. That's God for saying, I don't understand why they are passing my watch to go and buy a watch over there. That woman has done something spiritual. It's nothing spiritual. Make your own better. Hallelujah. Are you here today? Glory be to God. Have good customer service. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't hold your baby and change your baby whilst you are behind the watch. The people will believe that. They say, hey, the woman is changing her baby's napkin and she hasn't washed her hand with soap. And they keep going, they keep going, they keep going. Because the way you do your things is some way. You keep blaming the devil. It's not the devil. It's just the way you are changing your baby's napkin. They say, no. They can't see any proof that you wash your hand. You have some small sanitizer. When you finish that, you spray a little into your hand and you rub it. They look at you, one, two, three. They say, hey, glory be to God. Hey, hallelujah. Is it possible that just not being trained is fighting you? Not devil, but lack of training. So Jesus, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, doing what was he doing?
Both hearing them and asking them questions.
That's what we need to go far in life. Hearing them and asking them questions. Hey. He will listen to them. If you go and sit with these doctors and you don't listen to them, they will sack you. Hallelujah. But Jesus knows more than them all. He's 12 years old, but he knows more than them. But he's sitting there and listening to them. Hallelujah. Some of you don't like even Sunday service because you have to listen. May you not miss Sunday service. May you not miss all night. May you not miss Tuesday service. May you not miss anything designed to help you grow. Are you still here today? Say yes. Hallelujah. Somebody say, is he going to preach? If he's preaching, then let me shift myself a little so I can sleep small. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is it a blessing? Is it a blessing? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I see much favor on your life. It's the training that makes a difference. Hallelujah. Gradually, if you are trained, it will show. I said, if you are trained, it will show. So he was listening to them. Then he was asking them questions, number two. And number three, he didn't stop there.
And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers.
His understanding and his what?
Answers.
Because he asked them questions, and some of the questions he asked them, they throw the question back to him because they don't know the answer. Then he gives them answer, so they are surprised at his understanding and his answers. Are you here today? Because if he tried to tell them anything, they will kick him away. So he listened to them, asked them questions. The question is too hard for them. So they ask him, so what do you think about your this thing? This question you're asking, what do you think about it? Then he will answer them. And they were amazed at his understanding and his answers. Hallelujah. That means at the end of the day, the professors are asking Jesus questions. And he's answering them. He's answering them. Hey, training. And the parents came to find him in the temple classroom. And they said, son, why have you caused us such heartache and pain? We have looked for you everywhere. For 3 days, we have gone everywhere. We visited the soccer stadium. You were not there. We went everywhere we thought you would be. We went where 12-year-old boys like playing. You were not there. We have gone everywhere. Finally, we decided to look in the temple. And here you are. They said, there's a little boy, Akwada Nyami. He's sitting in the temple with doctors of the law. Hallelujah. They say, Mami, Ubana Iran Okoshe temple no more because boy beat him. Hallelujah. There's a boy sitting in the temple. He know too much. We don't understand. So they went to check. And there's Jesus sitting there. And when they said, why have you troubled us? He said, didn't you know that I should be about my father's business? Hallelujah.
Amen. And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business?
May you be about your father's business. When we are looking for you and we can't find you, may we find you evangelizing. May we find you somewhere winning souls. May we find you doing home cell work. May we find you at a place doing follow up. May we find you at a place where you are praying with people, where you are encouraging people. May we find you somewhere telling people, Sunday I'm coming to pick you to church. May we find you in a place about your father's business. Can you say yes? Hallelujah. About your father's business. Hallelujah. Not we are looking for you. When we are looking for you, oh, glory be to God. Hey, hey. Is it important to be trained? Maybe what pastor is saying, it doesn't apply. It doesn't apply. Hey. Hey. You'll be surprised though. Some of the people, they are in church, they have a big Jerusalem Bible. But when you come find them... Where you find them, you'll be surprised. Hallelujah. Hey! Hey! May you be trained. I say, may you be trained. May you be trained. Because your training will lift you. So that is when he said, after he said that to them, he went with them. Verse 50.
And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart.
If you are going to be trained, you have to be subject to somebody. Oh, are you here today? Hey! And was subject unto them. Hallelujah. Hey! Hey! There are some people, they are subject to nobody. Who is he to tell me what to do? Who is she to tell me what to do? Training means you must be subject to somebody. There must be people in your life whose authority you accept. Hallelujah. Hey. Hey. And was subject unto them. So he was trained and he was brought up. Hallelujah. Are you still here today? No, I see much blessing on your life. Oh, I'm deliberately speaking like this because some things, when you are trained, it will help you. When you get married and you are trained, it will help you. When you yourself become a father and a mother, and you are a trained father and a trained mother, it will help you train your children. If you are trained and you are at work, it will help you. If you are trained, it's a blessing. Hallelujah. It helps in the ministry. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus went and he was subject unto them. So he was saying, yes, mommy. Yes, daddy. They said, sweep the kitchen. Yes, mommy. Yes, daddy. Just because Joseph, you are not my real father, so you are giving me place to clean all this place like that. No. Hallelujah. Don't you know that I am divine? Hallelujah. No. He was subject to them. Hey. Some of you are too fair colored to obey anybody. Hey. Hey! Hey! Kapata baba baba. Hey! Hallelujah! Hey! Mercy. Hey! A fine, fair colored skin like mine, and you are telling me what? Glory be to God. Hey! Be trainable. Oh, I said be trainable. Be trainable. It will help you when you are trained. Glory be to God. Because when you are trained, the way to respond has been put into you. Have you seen soldiers? They are trained. So the way they will respond has been put into them. Hallelujah. And that is what training does. So he went and was subject to them, obeyed them, did everything. And Jesus increased in stature and in wisdom. Hallelujah. May training make you wise. Training will make you wise.
52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
The complaining you complain, they don't like me. This verse is the one you have to study. When he was trained under training, he increased in wisdom and in stature, and in what? Favor with God and favor with men. If you keep saying they don't like me, I read Luke 2:52. I say there's no training. Because where there's training, there will be increase in favor. with God and with men. Even if you say nipa yabad, you cannot overcome the scripture. Jesus increased in favor with God and with men. Hallelujah. Now you see where the things that should have been brought to you that didn't come. It is Luke 2:52 that swallowed the thing. Hallelujah. Mercy. Do you know that 90%, 90-something percent of everything we pray for is already in the earth and is in the control of human beings? Oh, you didn't hear what I said. If you pray for marriage, the marriage proposal is in the heart of a human being. Hey! If you pray for job, the one that gives job is a human being. Hallelujah. If you pray for money, there's no printing press that prints money in heaven. All the money is on earth. Hey! Hey! Are you happy? Everything we are looking for is all on earth here. Glory be to God. And we need favor with God and favor with men. Men, nye memo, nipa. You understand? The same word for men also represents all humankind. Hallelujah. You need favor. I say you need favor. Even Jesus needed favor. Glory be to God. Because when he needed a donkey, there was no donkey in heaven. And heaven never sent a donkey. Marakabahaya. Are you here today? I said heaven never sent a donkey. But there's no donkey farm in heaven. Hallelujah. All the donkeys were on the earth. So he said, go to that house. Look in the house. There is a donkey tied there. Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. We'll read that one and close with that one. May you have favor. Favor with God. Favor with men. May you have training that give you the favor with God and the favor with men. Oh, hallelujah. May doors open for you. May favor doors open for you. Because of the training in your life, you shall never be disappointed because there's training in your life. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory be to God. Have you got the door? He said, go to a particular house.
Mark 11, verse 1 and 2. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethpage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth for two of his disciples, and saith unto them, go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him.
Next verse.
And if any man say unto you, why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord has need of him, and straightway he will send him hither.
Assembly, what to be that? Somebody's donkey, he himself has never sat on it. The donkey, no man ever sat on it. So I own my donkey, I haven't sat on it before. And you have sent some people to loose my donkey that I have never sat on before myself. Without asking me. And you tell them that if the owner come and ask, why are you loosing my donkey? Just say one word. The master has need of it. And straight away, without any argument, He will allow you to unloose the donkey. Are you still here today? I pray that your favor will arise. I pray that the grace of God will hit your life. Because there are things you need that are in human beings' control. But may favor rise upon you. May favor rise upon you. May you be able to get what you need, because men will favor you. In the name of Jesus, somebody say yes. Hey. 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 Kadabasandahaya. Glory be to God. I see your blessing. I see your increase. A week by now, Friday, your blessing will double and triple. This is the time for us to be blessed by consistency. Are you here today? Jesus was trained, because the Bible said when he entered the synagogue in his hometown, he stood up for to read, as his custom was. He has got certain habits. One of his habits is reading in church. Are you here today? Under Messiah, if it was today, it would be a problem for some of us. Hallelujah. When we go to church, you see them, instead of reading Bible like Jesus read Isaiah, they are checking Facebook and TikTok. Hey! Kapatatata! They are checking latest style, latest skin tone, latest deception. They said they are selling a dress. When you wear the dress, that kind of thing will give you this kind of shape. Hey, they have decided to trick somebody. Some of you, you are always tricked. You are just tricked, easily tricked like that. Somebody bought something to trick you, and you are tricked. May God help you not to be tricked. Are you here? Say yes. Is it true? Hey! Hey! Because I went to, when we're going to preach today, I saw something on a billboard. Hey! Some special garment. It's not a dress. But if you wear it, it will make your shape like Coca-Cola bottle. Hey! It's on a billboard. I said, hey! Some of the young men, they don't pray. Hey! You are following something. You think it looks like something, but it really is not like the something you are thinking. Hey! Hey! Don't mind Pastor Robert, just. Hey! 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 We shall be trained. We shall be trained. We shall be trained. We shall be trained. We'll go through the training, because that's where favor comes from. Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, in favor with God and favor with men. If what you are looking for is with God, you have favor with God. If it is with men, you have favor with men. So whatever the case, you will get it. Hallelujah. May it become your story that men will do things for you that nobody can explain. Yabahaya. Glory be to God. Is it a blessing? Is it a blessing? Is it a blessing? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some came here tonight. Whatever thing you desire tonight, I pray for you now. Mayadabahaya kapratasasa. I pray for you tonight that what you desire, anamayeteki yandasaya, may the Lord give it to you. Some people are about to enter their training time now. Hallelujah to Jesus. Andabahaya. Whatever used to deny you yesterday, by the authority of the Almighty God, by the power of the Most High, we declare from now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, from today, let the power of the Most High rest upon your life. You cannot be denied anymore. You cannot be denied anymore. You shall not be denied anymore. I see a breakthrough. I see an increase. I see an outpouring of divine grace. I see many people. The fire of God is upon your life. You are learning now how to talk. You are learning now how to respond. You are learning now how to flow in the power of the Holy Ghost. You are learning now how to be blessed. And now, Kabata Prahaya.
Thank you for listening to The Voice of Revival with Reverend Dr. Robert Ampiakufi. To interact with Reverend Robert Ampiakufi, like his page on Facebook and Instagram at Robert Ampiakufi. Email akwopartners@gmail.com and on his website robertampiakufi.org or call +233-554-592-688. That is +233-554-592-688.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233-26767-6055. +233-26767-6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.